I'm Sean Power reporting. During the Lamar City Council meeting on Tuesday, the council approved awarding a contract to Nelson Commercial Construction of Sioux City for improvements to Municipal Park, with the total amount of the contract set at $6.3 million, coming in roughly $500,000 under the estimated cost. The planned improvements include new tennis and pickleball courts, a new golf course bar and fitness court, parking, and an expansion of the banquet hall. The council had previously approved plans, specifications, and form of contract during their May 5th meeting, with bids opening on May 27th. The project will be funded by both local option sales and service tax funds and the Lamar's Area Betterment Foundation. A services agreement with ISG for $236,000 for construction administrative services was also approved by the council, with construction set to start next month and final completion scheduled for October of 2027. During the meeting, the council also approved an Iowa Workforce House Tax Credit application from JG1 LLC to construct 6 duplexes of 12 multifamily units in Northeast Lamar's. The council will meet next on Tuesday, June 16th at noon inside of City Hall. The Hometown Lamar's Heritage Foundation is looking for scooptacular volunteers for the 2026 edition of Ice Cream Days. As of Friday afternoon, several slots are still available, with a majority of volunteer opportunities available on Saturday, June 20th. Kristen Heimgartner, the executive director of the foundation, said in a statement that volunteering is a great way to meet people, support the community, and experience Ice Cream Days from a unique perspective. If interested in volunteering, click the link under this story on our website. Ice Cream Days will run between Wednesday, June 17th and Saturday, June 20th. Iowa farmers and livestock producers are urging federal officials to renew a massive trade deal. The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement went into effect in 2020 and includes a mandatory review in July. Bob Hemisoth grows corn and raises hogs in northeast Iowa and moderated this week's Farmers for Free Trade panel in Des Moines.
At a time when global competition is intensifying and market access is more critical than ever, the USMCA agreement remains a cornerstone of North America. Agriculture, trade, and just economic impact overall. For Iowa, that impact is tangible.
Around 40% of Iowa's goods are exported to either Canada or Mexico, according to the Brookings Institute. Corn, soybeans, ethanol, and tractors top the list. Randy Miller is a farmer in South Central Iowa and a board member of the American Soybean Association and U.S. Soybean Export Council. Miller calls the USMCA the gold standard for trade and says it keeps important markets open for farmers.
This all trickles down to our small towns and the small communities that we all live in rural Iowa, where we produce these products that are going around the world.
Trade leaders from Canada and Mexico earlier this week said they'd like to renew the agreement through 2042. The Iowa farmers are urging U.S. leaders to follow suit. If the U.S. opts out, the trade agreement will sunset in 2036. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.